I think it's been probably 4 decades since I've seen you. So.
Is that all? It seems like yesterday.
I know. I remember baseball, Little League. Oh my
Oh
gosh.
gosh, that was I love that. That was great coaching you guys.
Yeah, well, that was one of my questions. I was going to say is that maybe you could dabble a little bit on. I was going to say baseball, Little League, and Ron Carcavas. Go.
Oh man, you're covering a lot of ground there. Well, where should I start? I mean, Ron Carcavas was probably the highlight of Aspen baseball. Well, I won't say probably. He absolutely was, because after he left here, he was a number one draft pick for the Chicago. Well, I guess he started off in Boston, then he ended up in Chicago with the White Sox. But he had a nice little Major League Baseball career of about 15 years. And yeah, he was something. There was a guy named John Hart, and he later became the general manager for the Cleveland Indians, and Ted Armstrong was the recreation department director at the time, and he had a couple of boys in the program, and he wanted to give them their best chance at going as far as they could with baseball. So he hired, I think the story goes is there was a little nefarious bookkeeping going on, but I think Ted was siphoning off funds from the swimming program and some other programs, gymnastics maybe. And he hired John Hart to come up here for a couple summers to coach his boys. And John Hart was trying to draft Ron Carcavas out of high school. And so he brought Ron with him. And so Ron became the staple of the Aspen baseball team for a couple of years. And I was coaching at the time. So I was beyond playing, but Ted was really proud, and he knew a guy named, Gene Taylor down in Grand Junction. And Gene Taylor for years had the Connie Mack, a contender for the Connie Mack World Series, and that's high school age kids. And so he would always bring in a bunch of ringers from all over the country, and he had a really good team. And Ted challenged him to a baseball game with the Aspen team. Oh, and Gene Taylor said, "You got to be kidding! That's a joke. What? How? You guys could never compete with us." And so they made the bet. And I was coaching at the time, and I was also playing baseball at the University of San Diego, which is a D1 program. So I remember Ted said, "Okay, Roger, you're catching tonight." And I go, "What do you mean I'm catching? I'm a coach." He goes, "Well, you're gonna catch, and Ron's gonna pitch." And so I didn't know Ron Carcavas from anything. So I went down to the bullpen, and Ron had the ball, and he said, "You want to get a mask?" And I'm like, thinking to myself, "You're a high school kid. I don't need a mask to warm you up in the bullpen." He threw the first pitch, and I didn't even see it. It glanced off the top of my glove, and it parted my hair. I mean, and Ron, I didn't know it at the time, but Ron could bring it at about 95 miles an hour. So
in high school, that's good.
In high school, yeah. Well, he got drafted right out of high school. He didn't go to college. He went right into minor league baseball, and I think he only played a couple years of minor league baseball before he got called up to the big leagues. So I went and got a mask, and I warmed Ron up, and we went out there, and we played Gene Taylor's best team with their ace on the mound. We beat them 1-0. Ron Carcavas hit a home run. That was our only hit. And they had Ron walked only one batter, and he got on first base, and he tried to steal second, and I threw him out. So, and Gene Taylor is never, never forgiven Aspen for pulling that one on them. So that was a good piece of Aspen baseball history.
I remember you catching, and I remember him pitching. I remember seeing some, being one of those little kids on the bench outside of the fence.
Yeah. Yeah, that was something.
Yeah, that sure was. Wasn't like the Clappers were involved with that, I thought?
Oh, yeah, the Clappers. They were a big baseball family, the Armstrongs. My brothers and I were all part of that gang. And, I listened to Mark Tauche that you had on the program the other day. He and, the Stapleton boys and Chris, Mark's brother, the Spence brothers, that was the baseball crew, and kind of, you know how Aspen sports work, that was the football crew, that was the ski team, that was, that was everything.
Everybody did it all. I know, it was
funny. Yeah, which was great, which was really great.
Well, you really knew each other, and you really knew who was good at what.
Oh, for sure. And you always had someone to tease and screw around with, and you know, and they were your friends, and all their parents you knew, and they knew you. So it was kind of a good hometown, small town feel.